The first round of permanent fund dividend deposits are set to hit bank accounts tomorrow, and travel deals are heating up as airlines compete for Alaska's customers. Scott McMurrin is the publisher of the Alaska Travelgram, and even though Alaska Airlines has been offering PFD discounts for years, he says this year's deals are different.
Delta was first out of the gate with their own version of the permanent fund dividend fares, and they're great.
During PFD season, Delta is offering round-trip tickets between Anchorage to Seattle for $157. Alaska Airlines is offering fares for the same route for $198. McMurrin says the low fares can be largely attributed to increased competition for routes traditionally dominated by Alaska Airlines.
This is the battle for Seattle. And Delta is serious about it, and so is Alaska. And so when the airlines are mad at each other, the traveler wins.
Delta has added year-round service between Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau to Seattle in direct competition with Alaska Airlines. Overall, Delta's PFD airfare deals are a little cheaper. For example, a round-trip ticket between Anchorage and Los Angeles is about $300 on Alaska and around $240 on Delta. But McMurrin says travelers should keep mileage plan benefits in mind, and because Delta's is based on how much money is spent on a ticket, he says it lags behind.
You essentially get 5 miles for every dollar that you spend. So, for example, if you spend $200 on a round-trip ticket to Seattle, which is a good deal, you'll get 1,000 miles, okay, because it's 5 times 200. If you fly in Alaska Airlines, which is still a mileage-based plan, which is my favorite way, you'll get 1,448 miles each way to Seattle.
That totals out to just under 2,900 miles for a round trip between Anchorage and Seattle, nearly 3 times as many as travelers would get on a comparable ticket on Delta.